AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Another stop tonight on President-elect Donald Trump's thank you tour.
Thank you to the incredible people of Florida. What a group. As you know, Florida is my second home. In many ways, it's my first home. And I love this state. I love the people.
Speaking in Orlando, Trump said he will work to put Americans first instead of improving the lives of people overseas.
Whether it's exploring space or curing disease, we want the next generation of innovation and production to happen right here in America.
In the meantime, President Obama is calling on Trump to back calls for an independent probe of Russia's alleged election year hacking.
The president says the hacking should be investigated as a threat to American democracy.
That should be a bipartisan issue. That shouldn't be a partisan issue.
The president-elect has called the assertion that the Kremlin was working to get him elected ridiculous. But at a news conference, Obama called the intelligence convincing, though most will stay secret.
I'll be honest with you, when you're talking about cybersecurity, a lot of it is classified, and we're not going to provide it.
He says he confronted Vladimir Putin about the hacking at an Asian summit and told him to cut it out. And to anyone doubting Putin's role, Obama observed, "Not much happens in Russia without Vladimir Putin." Mark Smith at the White House.
A federal appeals court today refused to block delivery of free bottled water in Flint, Michigan, if residents have trouble with lead filters. Crews in Corpus Christi, Texas, are flushing water pipes to get rid of any harmful chemicals that might have leaked into the city's water supply, but the mayor says only 15% of the city can drink tap water instead of bottled water. An embarrassing moment for police in Hudson, New York. They broke a car window this morning to rescue a woman who turned out to be an extremely realistic mannequin. This is AP Radio News. If you're a senior citizen and live near a university in New York City, don't bother getting a reverse mortgage. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports the university is looking to ease its housing shortage by matching students with elderly homeowners.
Here are two problems. A, elderly people with fixed incomes and spare rooms. B, a university in the same expensive neighborhood running out of dormitory space. A, meet B. New York University says it will try matching up students with local residents who have extra rooms near its Manhattan campus. It'll cost students much less than any other housing option, with nearly all the rent going to the apartment owner or leaseholder. It won't be for everyone. After all, isn't getting away from old people one of the things you go to college for? But a university official calls it a win-win for both college seniors and senior seniors. Warren Levinson, New York.
On Wall Street, weak tech and bank stocks pulled indices back from record highs. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.